This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
We are honored to be joined by David Eckern, the new commissioner of VDOT. He joins us from somewhere in Virginia. Now, I thought you were in, are you at your office today, sir?
No, actually, good afternoon, Coy.
Good afternoon to you.
we're in Richmond. I'm headed north right after this, but we are concluding tomorrow night our series of nine sessions around the state gathering input on the six-year plan update that's going on.
And that is, what exactly is that? Familiarize for those who just, like myself, who might not be familiar with this.
Six-year plan to us in the transportation business is really one of our most critical pieces that we put together every year, because it talks about how the transportation or the Commonwealth Transportation Board is going to spend money over the next 6 years. It gives you the list of projects on highways, public transportation, and rail that we're going to be investing in. So for us, it's a big deal, and for us, it's an opportunity to go, what we call it, knee-to-knee with the customer, the folks that are actually being affected by what we do.
David Eckern is the new commissioner of VDOT, the Virginia Department of Transportation here in the Commonwealth, and our special guest today on Charlottesville Right Now. The VDOT has made some headlines recently due to consolidating and streamlining, which I think there's a lot of folks out of there who, at least a lot of folks I know, including myself, who applaud this move to sort of take a fresh look at how VDOT is structured and maybe think, well, maybe we can cut back on some of this redundancy and streamline and be, you know, leaner and meaner and still get the job done. Explain to us the rationale behind this and exactly what was done across the state.
Well, let me do a couple things for you, Coy. Since last we talked, and we've actually announced two things that really illustrate your point. A week and a half or 2 weeks ago, we announced the interim agreement we've reached on 95 and 395 for extension of hot lanes and public transit and a public-private partnership to do that. That's an important part of our program as we deliver Virginia citizens new kinds of transportation services in different ways. That's a national leader piece. The piece we announced last week dealing with consolidation of a variety of our sites, about 91 sites across the state, really is about service improvement for our customers. The network of facilities that we have across the state were established in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, in essence, and was built on technology that was in use at the time. That's old kinds of trucks. It's before the computer age, obviously, and it was before the advent of the interstate system. And so over the last 3 years, you know, the department has been on a course to make sure that we are giving the customer the best value for the dollar that they're investing. The legislature, the General Assembly, and the department has agreed that we need to outsource all our interstate maintenance by July 1 of 2009, and we should have that accomplished, actually, by 2008. Subsequently, as a department, we've always also looked at our business and said, as we change our shape and form, how can we deliver the service a little better, utilizing less overhead? So that led to the area headquarters, we call it. That's where we house several of our maintenance functions, and said we can consolidate and deliver that same level of service in fewer locations. That allows us to use people better, and it allows us to economize for the customer. That's what led to last week's announcement. The staff here has been working on that initiative for over a year, and I just happened to take over VDOT at the time that it was our opportunity to announce it and make sure that it happens. And so that's what you saw going on last week.
And that means, just to clarify for folks, that means that some of these, you know, when you drive down the road and you see, hey, here's a VDOT headquarters, some of those are being consolidated, which means that some of these, you won't see as many VDOT headquarters. You're gonna consolidate some of these headquarters around the state so that there are fewer of them. Is that right?
That's correct. You'll see about 31 of those sites consolidated. Then you'll see another 60 sites where we currently have materials and or equipment stored that we'll be consolidating. So it won't affect our personnel services. But we will have the same number of staff providing services. We'll just be putting them into new locations around the state or around the district so that we can have good, effective crew sizes to provide service.
And I would think that for the folks who pay the bills for those buildings, the Virginia Citizen, that this is a good idea, but I could also imagine there's probably a few delegates out there or state senators who are seeing some of these facilities close down in their regions that might not be too happy, even though they know this is probably the right thing to do.
Actually, what we've done is to address that concern is make sure that our levels of service are being retained, that the investment, and we agree that no one size fits every district in the state. What works in southeastern and southwestern Virginia is a little bit different than what you need to service northern Virginia, where we have heavier traffic volumes. So we've used that as our beginning point. Then what we've done is to work with our staff to ground truth it, we call it, out in the field, and then just to make sure we're going around over the next couple of weeks, starting next week, to hold meetings in each of our districts to get additional feedback from elected officials that represent those areas so that they can point out something. If we've missed something, we'll have an opportunity for them to get us some feedback on that.
David Eckern is the Commonwealth Transportation Commissioner. He's the head guy at VDOT, and he's new in the position just over the past few months, and is our guest today on Charlotte's Hill Right Now. You said something.
Let's not exaggerate that. I've been here 40 days.
I misspoke. Excuse me. You said something earlier that I actually just wrote down here on a piece of paper in front of me that VDOT, and I didn't know this, VDOT is under orders by the legislature to outsource all highway maintenance by 2009. Is that right?
No, it's actually all interstate maintenance by 2009.
Now, exactly what does this mean?
That means that all the service that we provide on the interstate system, the 5,000 miles here in Virginia, will be provided through the private sector under contract to the department. That represents about 77%, or about 77% of that is already being done by the private sector and is predominantly in Northern Virginia and around the Richmond area.
So on like Interstate 64, 81, 95, 66,
correct,
that's this interstate system. If there's a guardrail that needs to be fixed or a pothole, VDOT doesn't do it. They contract out with a private firm?
That's correct.
And is this, I would think, my gut reaction is that this is a very good thing. Now, from your experience in this kind of business, would you agree with that this is a good thing that's happening?
Virginia is one of the leaders in the nation in using this system. It requires a different skill set for our employees, and it is a work in progress. We think it's been successful to date, and that's why we're continuing to do this. The legislature did provide a mechanism by which if we think there's a place where it shouldn't be done or can't work, that we would go back with an exception policy, but so far we haven't found one of those.
Let me ask you this just to change topics real briefly here in the couple minutes we have left. There's been so much talk this year about the fact that we have no money for transportation funding. Can you shed some light on that and tell us Why is that? I mean, I thought Virginia was a fairly wealthy state. We got a lot of good things going on with our economy, the number one place to do business. You would think that Virginia would have plenty of money on hand to take care of its infrastructure and maintenance and in building and all of our transportation needs.
Real simple formula. Costs are increasing. Revenues are flat. That's why it works that way, and since we're on a dedicated funding source, we don't have an inflation proofer in the business, if you will. And there's been no increase in our funding stream or our funding source, which is the gas tax, since 1986. So,
you mean 20 years, VDOT hasn't gotten more money. Is that right?
That's correct. No tax increase since 1986.
So basically the way the budget works is VDOT's going to get X amount per year and it just stays the same. There's no built-in percentage increase.
The only way the funding would go up is if people buy more gasoline. And the dilemma that we have is cars are becoming more efficient. And so consequently, people just are really struggling with this. The cost of construction, the cost of the materials we use over the last 2 years has increased over 25%, and yet our revenues remain essentially flat. So the cost of a construction project has gone up because steel, gas prices, and concrete prices have increased. Same thing on our maintenance side. So we're making some hard priority choices, and that's part of what these six-year plan meetings are all about when we go around the state.
Well, I want to thank you and applaud you for the tough decisions that you're making and providing great, refreshing new leadership at VDOT, and we always look forward to talking to you. And I know you are one of those incredibly busy people in Richmond, and I appreciate the time that you give to us here in Central Virginia.
It's our pleasure, believe me.
Take care. That's David Eckern, the commissioner of VDOT. Let's take a quick break here at the bottom of the hour, a little local news and weather. We'll get an election update here locally.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.